VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 10th of March 2024. Now on with the show.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, ham camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Man Up Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a square card reader on the weekend available and SEG can take online payments. Boyup Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Campsion Facebook page for up-to-date information and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-Ray Echo Kilo at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between, listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
The Maidenhead locator system is based on the grid system of latitude and longitude, but it provides a more concise and user-friendly way to communicate location information. Each square in the grid is further divided into smaller squares, allowing for even more precise location identification. The system is named after the town of Maidenhead in England, where it was first developed in the 1980s. It has since become widely adopted by amateur radio operators around the world, who use it quickly and accurately to exchange location information during radio communications. To determine a location using the Maidenhead locator system, a user simply needs to know their latitude and longitude coordinates. These coordinates are then converted into a Maidenhead grid square using a simple algorithm. The resulting grid square provides a unique identifier for that location, making it easy to communicate and share with others. The Maidenhead system is used widely in amateur radio contests, where distance determines how many points you get. So part of the exchange, or even the whole exchange, is your Maidenhead locator, usually in 6 characters for more accuracy. Overall, the Maidenhead locator system is a valuable tool for anyone who needs to quickly and accurately identify locations on the Earth's surface. Its simplicity and efficiency make it a popular choice for a wide range of applications, from amateur radio to emergency response. And for those who want to know, that was written by ChatGPT, by artificial intelligence. I added one paragraph myself, and you can probably tell which one sounds more intelligent. And I'll leave you to guess that one. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Welcome to WAG News for the 10th of March. Now, you know that WAG meet on the first Monday of the month, unless the first Monday is a holiday. Well, that holiday you had last Monday means that tomorrow night is the next WAG meeting. WAG meet at the central location of the first Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, which is number 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley, all the way to the very end and sharp left. As usual, doors open around 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tea, coffee and bickies are available, with time to catch up with friends both before and after the meeting. So you know the drill. If you live north, head south. If you live south, head north. If you live east, go west, young man. And if you live west, lucky you, head east. See you at the next WAG meeting tomorrow night. Cheers from Mark, VK6FIVE, and 7-3s from WAG, VK6RRG.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you operate your station portable, either for fun or for points, you might be surprised to learn that getting on air and making noise isn't quite as simple as bringing a radio and turning it on. Aside from the need for a reliable power supply, batteries, generator, solar panels, or a magic main socket, there is the requirement for bringing enough gear to get on air, but not so much that setting up takes days, or even hours. The decisions you make are influenced by where you decide to operate from. If you want to stay in your car, the location is not nearly as influential as when you decide to find a park where you want to have some fun. Finding a location is not a trivial process. If you only plan to get on air for an hour to activate a park, you pretty much get what you find. But if you plan to be on air during a contest for the day, other things start to come into focus. For example, what are the toilet facilities like? Are we digging a hole or is there a public facility nearby? Depending on the time of year, the temperature and weather will influence your choice. For reasons I'm still unsure about, most of the contests in Australia are in the middle of summer, so wearing long sleeves, sunscreen and a hat is the starting point for your adventure. Sitting in the midday sun for any period of time, absent a breeze, is not fun, so shade becomes a requirement. Not a nice to have. Mind you, at least we don't need to contend with meters of snow. Well, not where I am. In other words, what works for me might not work for you. Finding locations is tricky. You can drive around, consult satellite maps, look for desirable attributes, and still be rudely surprised when you get to the point of turning on your gear. One of the best lessons I learned was operating from my car during a contest that awarded points for operating in as many different locations as possible. I used a satellite map to find a location within each boundary and then drove from point to point. If I recall, I set up in over 30 locations across a 48-hour period. It taught me a great deal about discovering high-voltage power lines on a satellite map, the impact of trains on your HF radio, the difference that geology has on your antenna, and what a safe location looks like and what the typical hallmarks are for a scary one. My most recent discovery tool is a public toilet map. It's not perfect, the user interface is horrid, and for some reason it needs to navigate from the Timor Sea to each toilet, but those issues aside, it does help eliminate locations that lack facilities. I am in the process of cross-referencing the Parks on the Air map with the toilet map to see if there are some nearby parks that have shade, a loo, and the opportunity to park nearby to reduce the amount of lugging required for the gear we intend to bring to the next field day. So, what are your tips for finding a place to operate? What kinds of things have you learnt that influence what choices you make? Before I go, one pro tip. Keep a record of where you actually operate and, whilst you're at it, what you used and not. You can thank me later. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi folks, this is Bob VK6POP with some last minute information for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which is next weekend, commencing at 0100 hours UTC, which is 9 a.m. Western Standard Time. And that's on Saturday, next Saturday the 16th of March, and runs for 24 hours, closing at 0100 UTC on Sunday. Let's just go through some basics. I spoke previously about equipment, so it's sufficient to say make sure that you packed everything you need and some spare. Pack some basic repair tools, especially for repairing feed lines, power cables, etc. You can choose to work portable or from your home base. But remember that multi-operator stations may only work a portable entry. Multi-operator stations may not work from a home base or club shack. Portable means that you must not use existing infrastructure. You must use portable antennas and a portable power supply, be it battery or generator, however you do it. There's a mix of categories of entries in this contest, and you'd do well to look up the rules to decide how you'll be constructing your entry. You can run the station for 24 or 6 hours. Choose between phone, CW, digital, or all modes. And to work on HF, VHF, UHF, or all bands. There are some interesting points you can score for VHF and up based on distance, so when you use those bands, it's worth spending time on stations further away, not just the loudest. If using VHF and up, you'll be asked for your six-figure Maidenhead locator so that distances can be calculated. Or you could use latitude and longitude, but really, work out your Maidenhead locator. It's far simpler. Logging is important. VK Contest Logger is your best choice for this Aussie contest. If you haven't already done so, download it now and set it up on the laptop you'll be using for the contest. VK Contest Logger, VKCL. Google is your friend. If you're working the contest by yourself, consider making a foot pedal for push to talk so that your hands are free to do the logging on your laptop. Foot pedals are easy to make and can be bought ready to adapt from your local electronics supply store. Keep an eye out for the list of local liaison frequencies. These will turn up on the email list shortly, if they haven't already. And these are not general calling frequencies. They are there for VK6 locals to find each other when the going gets quiet, often in the last part of the 3-hour block.
Finally, make sure you have supplies and equipment to keep body and soul together. You know, the eating, drinking and sleeping stuff. Take care of yourselves, because we're supposed to be there to have fun. I look forward to seeing an increase in participation from VK6 in this year's John Moyle, and I look forward to seeing you, or hearing you, on air. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hi, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC. People could please send in helplines articles to me by 5 p.m. Wednesday. It'll help me to put together the NewsWest segment on a Thursday morning. Our email address is newswest@vk6.net. That email address again is newswest@vk6.net. Thank you.
This is NewsWest, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiluZulu7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.